my very happy in Baghdad. I go to my school and my college and go to the...
Fatin Khajil is an Iraqi Christian. She was born and raised in Baghdad, earned a PhD in physical education and worked at the city's university. But with the war in Iraq, her world started to crumble.
After the war, I can't do anything because this is very difficult for me because no security. And you can't get any safety in Iraq.
By 2004, most of her family had already fled. It was only after militants kidnapped and gang-raped one of her cousins and murdered another that she decided to leave.
They kill him and they leave it in the street. After that, I decide to leave it my country and come to Sweden. I came here because my father and my mother and my sister's brother, they are here.
She came to Stragatelia, a small city outside of Stockholm. Over the past 5 years, 5,500 Iraqis have made it their home. That's twice as many as the State Department says the United States has admitted since the war began. In addition to Sweden's generous welfare system, what attracts Iraqis to Stragatelia is a Middle Eastern migration route dating back to the late 60s, when Assyrian Christian immigrants from Lebanon, Syria and Turkey put down roots here. And that means today's refugees find themselves feeling at home. But Stragatelia's mayor, Andrus Largo, says the added immigrants are stretching the resources of the city of some 80,000 people.
Of course, it's a problem with a lot of people coming in a short time. So it's a problem with flats. It could be about 20 persons living on the floor in a small flat. And of course, it's also a problem in the kindergarten and in the schools. And it's take too long time before they get a job.
Many native Swedish residents of Stragatelia agree.
Very difficult for the city, especially for education, work.
A lot of people living together in a small apartment or things. I think it's bad for that.
I think it's good that they can come here and be safe and get a home.
Now Sweden is considering whether to change the way it looks after Iraqi asylum seekers. The country has already accepted 50% of all the Iraqis who fled to Europe after the invasion. The danger of small pockets of Iraqis creating ghettos is driving Swedish lawmakers to consider legislation that would force immigrants to accept living in a different town away from the established community. Iraqi journalist Iskander Bakasha says Sweden has taken on more than its fair share of refugees and says it's up to other countries to help out.
That will lessen the pressure to Sweden, and the Iraqi people also will have another door open.
But in nearby Stockholm, Swedish Minister for Migration Tobias Billström says he does not believe asylum is the answer for Iraqi's minority population.
The Iraqi people have to sit down and try to work out their disagreements. Trying to resettle people and accepting ethnic cleansing is simply not just an answer to the problem in my mind.
Back in Stragatelia, Fatin Khajil sees her time in Sweden as temporary. She says she's grateful to be surrounded by her family, but she's not found work here. She does not want to be a burden to her host country and is not ready to turn her back on Baghdad.
I want now, if the security is very good in Baghdad, I will return. I can live in Sweden also. It's not a problem for me. But I want to return to just see Baghdad because I like Baghdad.
In the safety of Sweden, she prays for peace in Iraq, so she and thousands like her can one day return home. Mandy Clark, VOA News, Stragatelia, Sweden.